I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, December 3rd. The average residential property tax bill in Quincy will be rising by $320 next year. City Council last night adopted the new tax rates of $11.53 per thousand for residential property and $23.01 for commercial property. The median value of residential properties in Quincy increased by 2.26%. The City Council voted to use $2 million in free cash to help reduce the tax rate, leaving $1.43 million remaining in free cash. Brian Walsh, the Cohasset man accused of murdering his wife on New Year's Day 2023, was back in court yesterday before a new judge. 48-year-old Walsh was present for an evidentiary hearing yesterday afternoon, about 2 years after he was charged with killing Anna Walsh. He sat in court wearing a suit and tie, legs shackled, his hands cuffed, listening to his defense lawyers. His attorney said they want text messages and emails from State Police Trooper Michael Proctor, the lead investigator on the case, examined to see about any possible bias or questions of unprofessional integrity. Such conduct took center stage in the Karen Reed murder trial, with Proctor exchanging disparaging texts in regards to Reed with other members of law enforcement. Judge Diane Frenier, who has taken over the case from Judge Beverly Canoni, set Walsh's trial to begin October 2025. Walsh is accused of dismembering his wife's body. However, her body has never been found. The next hearing in Walsh's case is slated for January. An accused drunk driver was arraigned from his hospital bed yesterday on charges relating to a Sunday morning Braintree crash in which three people were injured. 39-year-old Ryan Gorman of Holbrook is accused of crashing head-on into an SUV on Union Street about 1 a.m. Sunday. All three victims were in the SUV. An 18-year-old passenger suffered life-threatening injuries. The driver of the SUV and a 21-year-old passenger suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Gorman faces three counts of driving under the influence of alcohol, causing serious bodily injury, driving negligently so as to endanger, and failing to drive within marked lanes. He posted $5,000 cash bail. Braintree and state police are still investigating. Woman was hospitalized yesterday after her car was struck by a commuter rail train in Abington. The minivan the woman was driving was struck by an MBTA train on the Kingston line at the Railroad Street and North Avenue crossing just after 3 p.m. Woman suffered injuries that were not life-threatening, taken to a local hospital for treatment. Police say she was conscious and speaking after the crash. No injuries reported by any passengers on the train. An investigation into the crash is still ongoing. Well, there were 4 seconds left on the clock, and North Quincy was down by 8 in that Thanksgiving Day matchup against Quincy. With the game on the line, senior quarterback Mike Galligan went for the Hail Mary that would mark the most memorable play of his high school football career. Galligan would go on to throw a 45-yard Hail Mary into the end zone and right into the hands of senior wide receiver Tyler Cromwell. Two have played football together for more than a decade. The Patriot Ledger called it the miracle on Hancock Street. Play itself got picked up by SportsCenter as a top 10 play. In fact, it was number 1. Boston Sports Radio has had a field day with it, too. The North Quincy Raiders end up driving in a 2-point conversion, sends the game into overtime. They answered the Quincy High School touchdown at OT with one of their own and then another 2-point conversion to win the game. That Hail Mary pass marked Galligan's 30th touchdown pass of the season, a record that was previously set at 21 by Galligan when he was a junior. He is regarded as one of the best, if not the best, high school quarterback in the state. According to the Quincy Sun, it was the second Quincy-North Quincy football game to go into overtime. The other one, a 15-8 Raider win over the Presidents back in 1975. Check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow down 128. The NASDAQ up 185. The S&P added 14. Asian stocks are higher. The dollar rose. The euro was flat. Oil at $68 a barrel. Sports. Celtics beat Miami 108 to 89. They'll take on the Pistons at the Garden tomorrow night at 7:30. Tonight, the Bruins are at the Garden against Detroit at 7. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny and a high 38. Tonight, clear and cold, a low 20. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 41 degrees. And then rain and a little wet snow move in tomorrow night and into Thursday morning. Could end as some wet flakes on Thursday, the high of 42 degrees, and sunshine and cold on Friday with a high 33. For the boater, waves about a foot, northwest winds at 10 knots, high tide 12:23 p.m. Sunrise 6:55, sets at 4:11. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, December 3rd.